Welcome back, everybody, to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we're continuing in Siman Kuf Lamed Hey, Sifim Gimel through Hey. We're going to talk about the distribution of Aliyos. Says the Mechaber in Sif Gimel, Kohen Kori Batura Rishon Ve'acharov Levi Ve'acharov Yisrael. Rishon is given to the Kohen, Sheni is given to the Levi, and Shlishi is given to a Yisrael. Why is it that the Kohen gets the first Aliyah? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tes, Dechsiv Viki Dashto. The Torah tells us that we must honor and sanctify the Kohen. V'kiblu Chazal shadotza lomar l'chol davar shebekdusha. Chazal explained that what the Pasuk has in mind is that we honor the Kohen for all dvarim shebekdusha. L'ftoach rishon, to get the first aliyah. U'levarich rishon, to bench. V'litol manayofa rishon, and to get the first portion of food. U'mikol makom imratza ha-Kohen l'achlo kavod rabo ol mishu galdo mimenu. If the Kohen wants to forego his own kavod and give kavod to his Rebbe or to someone who's greater than him, Harishus biyado, he has the ability to do so. Aval in the cross bator b'vis hakneses. However, when it comes to reading the Torah and Shul, tiknu chazal b'pnei darkei shalom, in order to establish and maintain peaceful ways in Shul, Chazal instituted she'in ha-Kohen ve'alevi yecholim limchol, that the Kohen and the Levi cannot give up, they cannot forego their rights to their aliyos. Eladavka Kohen kore rishon ve'acharav Levi ve'acharav Yisrael. The Kohen reads first, then the Levi, then the Yisrael. Kedesh lo yavo adavar lidei machlokes. So that way we avoid any strife. Shekol echad yomer ani gadol ve'achar rishon. Everybody might say, I'm the greatest. I should get the first aliyah. So to avoid the machlokes that would arise, we specifically give it to the Kohen, and the Kohen cannot even forego. There's no distinction between all of the different days on which we lean. If there is no Kohen in Shul, then we call up the person who is the greatest in wisdom and minion. Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg in footnote 25 explains that minion here means he who has the greatest number of talmidim. Even if there's somebody else who's older in years, nonetheless, the person who is the biggest Talmid Chacham and has the most Talmidim, he's the one who would get Rishon if there is no Kohen around. Now, we've been speaking here about the Kohen foregoing his right to Rishon. The Mishnah Berurah mentioned that he can forego generally, not when it comes to his Aliyah, but for other matters, he can forego for a Rebbe or for someone who's a bigger Talmud Chacham. What about for someone who's not greater than himself? Can he still forego? So the Mishnah Berurah later on in Reish Aleph implies that the Kohen can do so. If a Kohen is present in Shul, but he's not davening with the congregation, so does the congregation still have to give him the Kohen Aliyah? In footnote 24, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank is quoted as having a suffix about this. Rav Al-Yashiv says that there is no obligation to give a Kohen the Aliyah if he is not davening together with the Tzibur. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Yud. Ve'acharav Levi, why does the Levi follow the Kohen? Ve'asmechinu Akra. This is based, it's alluded to in a pasuk, Dechsev, Vayitno el Kohanim b'nei Levi. Give it to the Kohanim, the sons of Levi. Ve'gomer, Atu anon lo yadina the Kohanim b'nei Levi ninu. Do we not know that the Kohanim are from the Shevet of Levi? El alash mu'ina de mitchila Kohanim v'hadar b'nei Levi. Rather, this is an allusion to the fact that we first give it to the Kohanim and then to the Levim. And likewise, when it comes to the Aliyos, we first give to the Kohanim and then to the Levim. Continues the Mechaber in Seif Dalet. Haminag HaPoshut, the basic practice. She'afilu Kohen HaMa'aretz Kodein Likros Lefnei Chacham Gadol Yisrael. Even a Kohen HaMa'aretz takes precedence to a Talmid Chacham Yisrael when it comes to the first Aliyah. However, that is as long as the Kohen knows how to read. Umihu comments the Ramah, im yuchalikros im hashliach tzibor mila b'mila, sagi b'kach kedelekamon simen kuf lamites. If the Kohen is able to read when he has someone else reading together with him, then that would be sufficient. And the Shulchan Aruch concludes, she'im enu yodea likros, heich yavarich ala Torah. If he can't actually read the words, how is he going to recite Birkas HaTorah? So why does the Shulchan Aruch call this the Minhag HaPashut? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Yud Aleph. Rotza lomar, after harber yishonim sovrim delo nasa takana zo lahakdim ama arz lefnei hachacham. Even though there are many Rishonim who hold that this takana does not apply to give an Amma Aretz precedence to a Talmud Chacham. Mikomako maminog ke haposkim shesovrim delivin kriyas HaTorah b'Yitzhak Knesset mepnei darkei shalom lo chilku b'zeh. The practice follows those who hold that when it comes to kriyas HaTorah in shul, because of the need to maintain peaceful ways in shul, we don't make any distinctions, and even an Amma Aretz who's a Kohen would take precedence to a Talmud Chacham who is a Yisrael. Why are we not concerned for Kavod HaTorah? So says the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Beis, Vein kan bizayon lechvod HaTorah. There's no shame to Kavod HaTorah here. Dechevan shakein aminog, Ein kan bizoy. Since this is the practice, so therefore, there's no shame or embarrassment involved. How must the Kohen be able to read? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Yud Gimel, Yodei alekros mitoch haksav. The Kohen has to be able to read from the writing. Kedilakaman simen kufla metesev beis. Yudalit sagi bekach. If the Kohen is able to read together with someone else, that would be sufficient. However, that is only when there is not another Kohen in Shul who is able to read independently without the help from another person. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Lamed Tes, Seif Katan Dalet, implies that we are lenient about this nowadays and we don't distinguish between Kohanim. What is the practice when it comes to a Kohen who is not able to read? So says the Mishnah Berurah in Tezvav, Shem Eino Yodea V'chulei, Uche Hayom Noagin Lekroso, Af Al Pi She'ino Yodea Lekroso Mashliach Tzibor Mitoch Haksav Ki Im Baal Peh. Nowadays we call up a Kohen, even if he doesn't know how to read together with the Shliach Tzibor, with another person from the writing, but rather only by heart. V'gam B'zeh Lo Noagu L'dakte Ketiv. And even when it comes to that, well, we're not so discerning. We assume that a person is able to read if the Shliach Tzibor is helping him and he's doing it by heart. So the Mishnah Berurah over there, he writes that nowadays that we have a Baal Koreh, a Shliach Tzibor, who leans from the writing, it's a less imperative that the Kohen be able to read from the writing. Continues the Mechaber in Se'if Hey. Im ha-Sefer Torah pasuach, v'akorin korei eshema. If the Sefer Torah is open, but the Kohen in Shul is reading Kriyashma, eino rashai lahafsik. He's not allowed to interrupt in the middle of Kriyashma, v'akorim Yisrael b'mkomo. Instead, we call up a Yisrael in his place. What if the Sefer Torah is not yet pasuach? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Tezayin, hu adin afilu adayin lo otziu ha-Sefer Torah. The same applies even if they've yet to bring out the Sefer Torah. Gam kein in mamtin in mela otzi ha-Sefer Torah ad yigmor ha-Kohen tfiloso mishom tircha de tziburo. We don't wait for the Kohen to finish his tfila, to finish his kriyashma, before bringing out the Sefer Torah, because we're concerned for tircha de tzibura. Rather, we go ahead with the process and take out the Sefer Torah. Now, does anybody disagree with this then? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Yudzayin eino rashai, Va'afilu l'deya harishona b'simen tzamech vav siv dalet shemafsik, haynu keshek hira'uhu. Even according to the first opinion in Tzamech Vav, who says that the Kohen does interrupt in the middle of Kriyashma, that is only if he was already called up to the Bima, umetnei kavod HaTorah. And in order to secure kavod HaTorah, the Kohen interrupts and goes up to the Torah. V'alechatchila in a krus. But everybody would agree, even that opinion would agree, that to begin with, we don't call him up. We would not call him up. Umishum pegama de choein leka lemechash. We are not concerned about people being suspicious of the Kohen status. Sharei hakol roin shu asuk per kriyashma utfila. Everybody sees what's going on. They all see that the Kohen is reading kriyashma or he's davening, and that's why he's not able to come up to the bima. V'eskimu ha'achronim delav dav koshma. The achronim agree that this doesn't only apply to Shema. Duhu adin kishaosik bibrachos shal kriyashma. It also applies to birchos kriyashma. V'ein le'al b'sumit tzam chavav sivkot in chavav, shechanu di'ash lohake l'krosa l'chatkilo kishu omit bein aprokim v'ein shom kohen acher. However, the Mishnah Berurah earlier concludes that we are lenient to call up the Kohen if he's the only Kohen in Shul, and he's bein haprakim, he's in between the paragraphs. V'chol shekein kishu osei p'psuke de Zimra, certainly if he is in the middle of p'suke de Zimra, we will call him up. Mishnah Berurah Samach Vav Chavav points out that if he gets called up in these extenuating circumstances, so he should not read together with the Baal Koreh, unless he's in the middle of P'suke de Zimra there. Other Shlomo Zalman points out, footnote 32, we would allow him to read in that case. back into the Rama in Se'iv Hei. V'chein b'tainis sha'achar Pesach v'sukos shekorin v'aychal. During Bahab and the Tanis that we have after Pesach and Sukkos, when we read v'aychal in Shul, imena kohen misane, if the kohen is not joining in that fast, korin li'Yisrael. So instead of the kohen, we give the aliyah to Yisrael. V'tov sh'yelech ha'kohen v'beis ha'knesses. It's best for the kohen to leave Shul if he's not going to be called up for the first aliyah. Why is it only tov? Why is it only preferable for him to leave? Says the Mishneh Brura in Yud Ches. V'tov sheilech ha'kohen haynu de medina afidu lo yotza gam ken yuchal lekor liyisrael b'mekomo. Even if the kohen didn't leave Shul, he's still there. You could still call up the Yisrael for the first aliyah. Kevan shehu eino yachol lalos, because the kohen is not able to get that first aliyah because he's not fasting. Rak delechatchila tov yoser sheilech mibeis hakneses b'shema ikah b'gama. It's better for him to leave the Shul because we are concerned that there might be some suspicion on the part of the rest of the congregation about the Kohen status. Not everybody knows that the reason why the Kohen is not getting the first aliyah is because he's not fasting. If there's another Kohen who is fasting, so then the other Kohanim do not need to leave Shul. They should let the Gabbai know not to call him up for the Aliyah. If you have a community where the practice is that on Shabbos Bereishis, they give the first aliyah of Bereishis, the Haskolas HaTorah, to a person who donates a lot of money to the shul. V'akohen eino rotze limchol, there's a kohen in that shul, he doesn't want to forego his right to the first aliyah. Ein choshushin ledvarov, we don't pay attention to the words of the kohen. V'yasu akol kimin hogam, the congregation should follow its old custom. Me'achar sheminog kodem hu shenitkan l'chvorat Torah, this is a minog that has precedent that was established for kavorat Torah. Even if the Kohen refuses to leave the shul, nonetheless, we don't pay attention to the Kohen's abstinence, and instead we call the Yisrael who gave a lot of money. However, this only applies in this case, where there was an old standing minhag that was agreed upon by all. Originally, it was made with the permission and the agreement of the Kohanim. The minhag always was that the Kohanim would just leave the shul when they would call up the person who donated, mishum ilu yichvor haTorah shemisnadvim domi mikarim ba'ad kriyas psichasa, because of the elevating of the Torah and the honor given to the Torah when we call up for the first aliyah those who donate a lot of money. Mashe inkein beir shiratzu lasus mina kavua limkor hamitzvos shalob rishus hakohanim. But if you have a city that wants to make a new permanent minhag to sell the mitzvos, but they want to do so without the concurrence of the kohanim, v'ala kohanim sheyetzu b'shal shakorim batorah, and they want to force the kohanim to leave during laning, shein harishus biyadam, then that would not be within the rights of the community. May a kohen be asked to leave the shul if he is the only kohen and there are others who need aliyos in the shul? So Chaim Kanievsky pointed out in footnote 35 says that in cases of great need, this can be relied upon to do. You can ask the kohen to leave if you really need to give others the aliyah. Now, what about a kohen who's in shul without a levi, and he knows he's going to be called up twice, and he doesn't want to be called up twice? Can he leave the shul in order to avoid being called up twice for levi? Rav Yashiv says that he can do so, but he should not be doing so consistently. Tomorrow, we will continue Bezus Hashem with Simin Kuf Lamed Hey, Se'if Vav. Have a wonderful day.